Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Anoint my head, anoint my feet. I'm still continuing on the series, understanding the importance of studying God's Word. And this morning, I want to begin teaching on the train of thought. The Word is God's faith builder. The Word is God's faith builder. The Word of God teaches us on the sovereignty of God, the integrity of God, and the faithfulness of God. Concerning the sovereignty of God, the Bible said that He prepares His throne in the heavens and His kingdom rules over all. The Bible said that He works and He operates with function within the affairs of man. He takes one out, puts one in, He takes one down, put another one up. Neither is there any who can change or alter His divine word or reverse His divine decree. For where the word of the king is, there is power. So it teaches us on the sovereignty of God. It teaches us also on the integrity of God. God does what He says. Integrity has to do with when what you say is in congruent alignment with what you do. The Bible says that for God is not a man that He should lie, or son of man that He should repent. For if He promised it, shall He not do it? If He spoke it, shall He not make it so? The Bible says that God is not slack concerning His promises. The Bible says that when the Lord swore unto Abraham, because there was none greater than Him, and because it is impossible for Him to lie, He swore by Himself unto Abraham. So the Bible teaches us on the sovereignty of God, the integrity of God. It also teaches us on the faithfulness of God. For the Bible said that He watches over His word to perform it, and He hastened to bring it to pass. The scripture also said that Sarah judged Him faithful who has promised. The scripture also said that even as the rain and the water and the snow comes down from heaven and does not return again, but watereth the earth and calleth to bud and bring forth, so shall God says His word be that goeth forth out of His mouth. It shall accomplish that which He please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto He sends it. The word or promise of God goes more to the issue of His integrity and faithfulness than it does to His sovereignty. So our faith in God must be based or built upon our understanding of His sovereignty, His integrity, and His faithfulness. And as we study the Word of God and come to grips and come to intimate understanding of His sovereignty, His integrity, and His faithfulness, that is what helps to build faith in our lives. In Romans 10:17, the scripture says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the Word of God is God's faith builder. Faith is me giving heaven the license or the legal authority to operate in the earth realm or in the time dimension realm of my life. A license can only be given, or permission can only be granted by an authority. For example, we have the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which hands out a license or grants permission for national and international communications, whether by radio, by television, or by any other communicative means. Then we have the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicle. This is the department that has the authority to issue a driver's license. Then we have the Federal Exchange Commission. We have the Federal Wildlife Commission. These various entities are the authority that grants license or permission for the organization or the individuals to function in that legal capacity. Man is the legal authority in the earth realm. God told man to rule, subdue, and to have the dominion. So when God wants to do anything in the earth realm or in our life, He appeals to the Department of Licensing. He appeals to the authority that issues such license. The late Dr. Miles Monroe said that prayer is Earth's license for heavenly interference. And we know that it is possible to pray without faith or not believe. So I kind of modified that a little bit and put it this way, that faith is earthly license for heavenly interference. So if faith grants God the license to operate in the earth realm or in our life, then unbelief denies heaven appeal for the license to operate in the earth realm or in our life. And secondly, it's also important to understand that the word of God is God's art of persuasion. The word of God is God's art of persuasion. The scripture said faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when God sends you a word from his throne, or when God sends you a promise from his throne through his word or through a prophet, that is God attempting to persuade you that he will do and he's able to do what he has promised you. So if God sends me a promise or sends me a word, and instead of granting him the license to perform that by way of faith, instead of doing that, then I begin to function in unbelief, which denies God the opportunity. And what I would be saying in essence to God by way of unbelief is that, God, you have not fully persuaded me. As was King Agrippa, who said to Paul, after Paul had shared with him his Damascus Road experience, and King Agrippa said, Paul, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul used the word of his testimony. And so when God sends us his word, that is God attempting to persuade us that he's able and will do what it is that he has promised. So when we do not believe God, we are denying him the license and the permission to operate in our lives and to do what he wants to do. It is also important to understand that it is impossible to believe God for something he did not promise you. It is impossible to believe God for something he did not promise you, because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So when God sends his word, or when God sends his promise, he attaches to the word and to that promise the faith that we will need to see its manifestation. So if we're believing God for something that God did not promise us, that is not called faith. That is called presumption. And one of the definitions of presumption is to assume or believe something to be true without proof or without evidence. So having said that, it is also therefore important for us to understand that the word of God carries or contains the six components of faith. That's right. The word of God carries or contains the six components of faith. Number one, there is the law of faith. According to Romans 3:27 speaks concerning the law of faith. So we understand that faith is a law. In Hebrews, the scripture says, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is. See, they must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That word must suggest that there's no way around it. Faith is the gatekeeper. Faith is the law. So faith is a law. So having said that, if God makes you a promise, which then causes Satan to move against you, if the law of faith is not present, then Satan has not broken any law, so God cannot legally move against him. According to Romans 4:15, the scripture says, where no law is, there is no transgression. Allah must officially exist in order to legally define a violation. So if faith is Allah and God makes you and me a promise and the law of faith is not present, and if Satan moves against us to resist that promise or that word, he has not broken any law. He has not broken any violation, and God therefore cannot legally move against him because the law of faith is not present. And because the law of faith is not present, no violation has taken place. So that's why when God makes us a promise or God sends his word, the enemy tries to get us to move and to respond in unbelief, because unbelief negates and annuls the law of faith. So when God sends a word, the law of faith has got to be present. That's why when he sends the word, he sends faith attached to the word. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when we receive a promise from God, and when we receive a word from God, it is important for us to receive it and to embrace it. Because when we receive it and when we embrace it, it activates and it enacts the law of faith. And so in that moment, if Satan should move against us, should move against the word of God to try to annul it or to try to negate it, God now has legal grounds to move against him because he is in violation of the law of faith. That is why the scripture says that the Lord will rebuke the devourer for our sake. But the Lord can only rebuke the devourer if the devourer is in violation of a law. In this case, the law of faith. But God is not moved by our needs. God is not moved by our lack. God is not moved by our want. God is not moved by our emotions. God is moved by his word and by our faith, because that is what establishes a functional and operational law of faith in our life that would cause the Lord to rebuke the devourer who would attempt to move against it, who would attempt to try to steal the promise, who would attempt to try to steal the word of God from out of our life. It is important to understand that we walking in the spiritual realm, we're not living according to the law of legalism, but we're living and walking according to the judicial protocol and legal proceedings of the heavens. And it's so therefore important for us to understand that God functions and operates off judicial protocol and the legal proceedings of heaven. So that's why before he can do anything in our life, he has to establish legal and judicial precedents. And that's where faith comes in. That's where faith comes in so that God can move against the enemy who attempts to violate the law of faith. I'd like to thank everyone for
inviting you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless and go in this dynamite.